الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأزلهما الشيطان وقال الله تبارك وتعالى فوسوس لهما الشيطان وقال الله تبارك وتعالى إنما النجوى من الشيطان ليحزن الذين آمنوا وليس بضارهم شيئا إلا بإذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders, honorable mu'takifin, all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, I want to discuss a very commonly asked query. The various thoughts that cross the mind of a person. At times, a person experiences such thoughts that he himself feels very embarrassed with those thoughts. He would not want to think about it for the second time. Let aside him discussing the thoughts with other people. At times, people will come and complain that I have very terrible thoughts going through my mind. When you ask the person that what are those thoughts? You say, forget it. I don't even talk about it. I don't want to bring it back on my tongue and my mind. But how to deal with these thoughts? Many people, they fall into a state of grief and depression because of this various type of thoughts. They don't know how to deal with it. And then, it creates a huge chemical imbalance within the person. And now the person then consults a psychologist. The person then consults a psychiatrist. It commences from a thought, it goes to counseling, and then it goes on to various medication where the problem was and where the person ends up. The reason for that grief and depression is we don't know the reality of these thoughts and we don't know how to deal with these thoughts. Had we known the reality of these thoughts and how to deal with them, then it would be a very simple affair. When Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah placed him in Jannah. He was enjoying the bounty and the ni'mats of Jannah. But he was feeling lonely. He needed a partner. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created Hawa alayhi salam radiyallahu anha from the rib of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hawa, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, Ya Adam, uskun anta wa zawjukal jannah. O Adam, you and your wife live in Jannah. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِي الشَّجَرَةِ. Enjoy everything in Jannah. Wherever you want to go in Jannah, enjoy it. Eat what you want. Visit wherever you want. Enjoy the bounty of Jannah. Only one condition. لَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِي الشَّجَرَةِ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Both of you, don't go close to it, this particular tree. And if you do so, you would be from among the oppressors. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told Shaitan, to bow down, to make sajda before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam when Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Shaitan displayed pride, arrogance. He told to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, why should I bow down before him? Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. I am created from fire. Nature of the fire is to go up. Wa khalaqtahu min teen. And you created him from sand. Sand is something to be down. It's supposed to be like the other way around. Instead of me bowing down before him, he's supposed to be bowing down before me. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala expelled the shaitan from Jannah. Took him out from Jannah. Shaitan then vowed to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because of mankind you took me out of Jannah, لَأُذِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. He took a vow, a very emphasized vow, before Allah. I will definitely lead mankind astray. وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ And I will aspire him to do certain things. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ And I will instruct him to do certain things. And the ayat goes on further, which can conclude as, I will lead the people to disobey you, I will lead the people astray. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given a tool to the shaitan to be able to advocate his cause. And that is waswasa. Shaitan does not have anything else. Only thing shaitan has is waswasa. But this tool of waswasa that Allah gave shaitan, the very, very powerful tool. And shaitan used this tool first on Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and on our mother Hawa. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and our mother Hawa, when they were in Jannah, enjoying the ni'mats and bounties of Jannah, shaitan thought to itself, because of them I'm expelled from Jannah, let me then get them out of Jannah. So Allah speaks about two words in the Quran Kareem. فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ Shaitan misled Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hawa and got them out of Jannah. But how did he mislead them? In another verse of the Quran Kareem, in Suratul A'raf, Allah explained another word, فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ That shaitan, he whispered in them. He used the tool of waswasa, that weapon of waswasa that Allah gave the shaitan, he used that against Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Mother Hawa. What is waswasa? Waswasa is just talking to the heart, changing the mindset, changing the thinking that's in the heart, the thought that's in the heart, just changing that. That all is waswasa. And that is what shaitan did. Shaitan could not come direct into Jannah. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hawa were in Jannah. How did the shaitan mislead Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hawa when they were in Jannah? He was out of Jannah. He had no visa to come into Jannah. He could not come into Jannah. How did he do it? It was through waswasa. From outside, he penetrated inside. And probably this could be easily understood in this age of technology, where in the past, when a surgery used to be conducted, then you have to go physically and cut into the body. But nowadays, there is a thing like laser treatment. You don't go inside, from outside you enter inside. Shaitan also used a type of a laser. From out of Jannah, he conducted a whisper. And Allah refers to that in the Quran Kareem, how he did it. Shaitan is very clever. Shaitan is very intelligent. Shaitan then whispered. He had this power of penetrating into the heart of someone and changing the mindset of someone. So shaitan told to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and to Hadra Hawa, مَا نَحَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِي الشَّجَرَةِ إلا أن تكون ملكين أو تكون من الخالدين. You know, Allah told y'all that y'all mustn't go by the tree. What's the reason for that? He told it in a very emphatic way. مَا نَهَاكُمَا. Allah didn't stop you from that, but the only two things. Allah does not want y'all to become angels. So it's like He put a thought in them, into Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, that y'all can be more superior than what you are. Why do you have to just remain as a human being? You can become an angel. And Allah didn't want you to go by the tree because Allah does not want you all to become angels. Should you all go by the tree and eat from there, now your status will be elevated, you'll become an angel. Allah doesn't want you all to become angels. Or there are other reason that Allah doesn't want you all to eat from the tree is that He doesn't want you all to stay permanently in Jannah. Should you want to stay permanently in Jannah, go eat from the fruit of the tree. Now these are two such thoughts that you put in the mind of any person. You tell a person, don't you want to become superior? Who doesn't want to? They'll do whatever it takes for a person to become superior. Or if somebody is enjoying a ni'mat and a bounty, and the person is being told that if you want to have that bounty permanently, do this, do this, do that or the other. So who wouldn't do it? And Shaitan played on the heart of Adam alayhi salam and Mother Hawa, and it led both of them to think what Shaitan is saying is true and correct. And then Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about it. فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا شَيْطَانَ لِيُبْدِي لَهُمَا مَا وُرِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا وَتَّفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. The moment they went by the tree, they ate from the fruit of the tree, they did it with a good intention. They want to become angels. Who doesn't want to become an angel? They did it with a good intention to be able to stay in Jannah permanently. And the moment they did that, the clothes, the garments of Jannah that were on them, because of that violation of the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, those clothes came out of them. First punishment that came upon mankind was nakedness. The clothes came out of them. But Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Mother Hawa, they had that shame, they had that modesty. They realized what happened. Clothes came out of them. تَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْمَا مِوَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. They started taking the leaves of Jannah, of the tree, and they started covering themselves to cover their private parts. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then told to them, when they realized that this is azab, this is punishment coming through the waswasa and the whisper of the shaitan. Shaitan misled them. So Allah told them, أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا أَنْتِلْكُمَا شَدَرَ. Did I not tell you that you mustn't go by the tree? That's when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he regretted the wrong he did. He said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنْفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah, we oppressed ourselves. We did not do what you told us to do. We oppressed ourselves. And Allah, if you don't forgive us, then we'll be among the zalimeen, we'll be among the oppressors. This is what waswasa is all about. Where Allah had given a power to the shaitan to be able to manipulate the mind and the heart of the person. Nothing more than that. He's got no other tool, no other weapon. Just manipulating the heart and the mind of the person. He works on the heart of the person and changes it. Very often, people complain about a war that's taking place within themselves, in their hearts. There's a war. Total unease. You're not feeling right. You can take antidepressants. You can take this tablet. You can take that tablet. But you're just not feeling right. There's no balance in your heart. You can experience that uneasiness. It's a war that's taking place. A huge war that's taking place in your heart and your mind. What is that war? On one side, there is our iman and the army of iman. And on the other side, we have shaitan and the army of shaitan. Two powerful armies are fighting in us. And the battlefield is the heart. Like you get superpowers, they're fighting with each other to take control of land. Likewise, there is two powers inside our heart. One is our iman, and with the guidance that comes from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and the other power is the power of the shaitan. These are both armies, two powerful, gigantic armies within us, they are fighting. So why wouldn't we feel the effect of that war in our heart? And the battlefield is the heart. Our iman tells us we must control our heart in a particular way. And shaitan wants to conquer the same heart, and it wants to take the shaitan, that heart, in a different direction. And that is that uneasiness that we feel within our hearts. All the time we feel the turbulence. All the time we feel that uneasiness within our hearts. It's actually a war that's taking place within ourselves. Shaitan wants to take control, and we also want to take control of our hearts. Our imani instincts, they want to submit to shaitan. But sometimes because of the weakness of the nafs, we give in to shaitan. And shaitan then powers and dominates. This is the reality of waswasa. And this is what Allah says in another verse of the Quran Kareem. إِنَّمَا النَّجْوَى مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيْسَ بِدَارِّهِمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Najwa refers to a secret talk. Secret talk. When somebody talks to somebody very secretly where the third person doesn't know. Shaitan, through the power of waswasa, enters in a secret talk with someone and penetrates thought into the heart and the mind of the person. So Allah says, إِنَّمَا النَّجْوَى مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. The secret talk, the thoughts, the feeling that you are experiencing in your heart, in your mind, it is from the side of the shaitan. And why does shaitan do that? لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So that it creates grief in the hearts of the believers. Had the thought not been there, we would have only have iman in us. Then we'll be enjoying peace and happiness. We'll only be thinking about Allah and the Rasul. We'll only be thinking about performing salah. A person wouldn't be thinking about committing zina. A person wouldn't be thinking about stealing. A person wouldn't be thinking about various wrong things. Because there's only one thought. But Allah put that, gave the ability to the shaitan to put an adverse thought in the mind. So that it creates grief. A mu'min wants to do the right thing, but now there's another thought that entered into the territory. And it's creating that grief. لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That shaitan put that to create grief and depression in us. But Allah says, as much as He has given the power to the shaitan to change our mindset, we want to do right, shaitan put the thought of wrong. وَلَيْسَ بِدَارِهِمْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Shaitan can never cause any harm to us. That waswasa, that whisper, that put inside our heart, shaitan can't cause any harm. Illa bi'iznillah, but with the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If Allah wants it, then only the thought will have effect, otherwise it won't have any effect. That's the reality of waswasa. We've got good in us, and shaitan wants to turn us around. Shaitan wants to rob us of the good. One person asked Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayh, what's the reality of these thoughts that come in the mind of the person? Shaitan puts various thoughts in the mind of the person. What is it? He simplified it. He gave a very beautiful example just so that people can understand. He said that if somebody got a house with full of valuables in it, or it could be probably a shop, a lot of valuables in it. If there is an empty house or there is an empty shop, no thief will go inside there. But because there is a house that's full of valuables there, and especially if a thief have to come to know that somebody got more valuables in one house, that's going to be the focus of the thief. Oh, in the shop, that's why we put burglar guards, that's why we put alarm systems, to protect ourselves from the thief. So Haji Imdadullah said that when a person got a house with valuables or a shop with valuables in it, that become the focus of the thief. Thief is going to go there and he's going to attack. But if the house is empty, the shop is empty, no thief is going to go there. The same that our hearts is a house full of value of iman. Allah put iman in our hearts.
And Shaitan want to rob us of that iman. Shaitan want to rob us of those values. And that is the reality of waswasa. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki put in a very simplified form that it is nothing more than how a thief want to go and steal somewhere and rob the owner of his valuables. Shaitan want to rob us of our iman. Just on a side note, once there was a debate between my Sheikh, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Hasan Gangoi Rahmatullah Alayh, and a Shia. So the Shia told to Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, those that know him, that I haven't seen anybody hazir jawab, thinking on the feet as fast as Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He was an absolutely amazing, brilliant person. So the Shia told to him, to Mufti Mahmud Sahib, that did you ever see a Shia becoming a Qadiani? Why is it people from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they become Qadianis? In other words, he tried to impress on Mufti Sahib that see, we Shias, we are protected. We got the correct belief. We are strong in our belief. Did you see any Muslim, any Shia becoming a Qadiani? Why is it people from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they become Qadianis? Mufti Sahib gave him just one answer and shut him up. That alludes to our topic. Mufti Sahib told him, the reason why a Shia does not have to become a Qadiani because Shia are kafir in the first place. And Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we've got iman in us, we've got something valuable. So that is why the shaitan needs to come and rob the person of the iman and make him a Qadiani. But in case of a Shia, he's even probably worse than a Qadiani. So there's no need of shaitan to rob him in the first place. This is the reality of waswasa, where shaitan comes and robs a person from this iman. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cautioned us. Had Nabi Sallallahu not told us of the reality of waswasa, then we would have been gone into a state of greater grief and depression. Allah reward Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam abundantly on our behalf, that he has given us such words and such ahadithes, that one line is sufficient to remove great amount of grief and depression from our lives. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, he told us ahead of time, and just so that we don't experience grief and depression because of these various thoughts and waswasa. Sometimes you're going through a thought, you're wondering what's happening, where this thought came from, why do I need to go through this? So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told it to us. Inna shaitan yajri min al insan majrad dam. Shaitan flows in a person like how blood flows in a person. It's in us, within us, right inside us. Like how every blood cell you get, red cell and white cell, the blood is flowing in us with the different components of the blood. Shaitan is right inside us. Not outside, within us. And how we have to deal with something that's within us, we have to deal with shaitan just like that. And because the shaitan is so closely, intimately related to us, right within our blood, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Ya'ati shaitan ahadakum. Shaitan will come to one of you. Shaitan is very clever, knows psychology. Shaitan won't come directly and tell you disobey Allah. He'll lead you to the path of disobeying Allah. He'll lead you to that. So shaitan will come to one of you and inject a thought. Just inject, penetrate a thought into your mind. Man khalaqa kaza, man khalaqa kaza, man khalaqa kaza. Who created this human being? You say Allah. Who created, who built that house? A builder. Who did this? A manufacturer. Different thoughts. And then it leads you to a thought that for everything that is existing, there must be a khaliq, there must be a creator, there must be somebody behind it. And then after creating this foundation of this thought, now it's the last injection shaitan will put. And shaitan will tell you, man khalaq Allah. So Allah is present, and because anything that is present must have somebody behind it, a creator. So if Allah is present, who is the creator of Allah? Man khalaq Allah. Who created Allah? Now, if you are going to go to a logical answer, for every creation, there is a creator, and Allah is a being also, so there must be a creator for Allah.
And that will negate the very concept of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن, removing the azmat and the greatness from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the heart. That's a shaitan, if it injects a thought, after having injected the thought, now it will lead you and it will take you to where it wants to take you. To deviation. Take you away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that's the time Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned, the moment you get that kind of thought, فَلْيَسْتَعِزْ بِاللَّهِ وَلْيَنْتَهِ. Say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Repel shaitan. Seek refuge in Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Stop that thought. Stop that thought. And when you're going to go deeper into that thought, you'll never know where you'll end up. That's why people become atheists. That's why people become agnostics. Because they didn't stop a thought. They went beyond the limitations and the restriction that Allah has created in your mind. There are many things that we can't understand. It's beyond our understanding and comprehension. But because you trespass that limit, now your human body cannot bear that particular limit, and that is why you have led your own self into deviation and destruction. Sahaba, in one hadith mentioned, Sahaba, they came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they told Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna najidu fi anfusina ma yata'azamu ahaduna an natakallam bih. Ya Rasulullah, some of us, we experience such thoughts in our mind, such thoughts in our mind, that we don't even want to talk about it. Sometimes many of us, I also, we experience such kind of thoughts that goes into our heart and mind that we feel so embarrassed, we don't even talk about it. And that's human nature. Everyone goes through those thoughts. Sahaba went through their thoughts. Ya Rasulullah, we have such thoughts that we don't even want to talk about it. We don't want to have a second thought about it. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the psychology. And this can only come from the Nabi of Allah. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, really? Really? You have those thoughts? Now, we think those thoughts are contrary to Iman. Very bad, very evil. A mu'min not supposed to have thoughts. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and he told him, really? You have those thoughts? Naam, yes. Nabi mentioned, what's there to worry about? Sarihul Iman. The fact that you're getting those thoughts is a proof that you've got clear Iman in you. What the Sahaba thought, it was probably kufr, shirk, evil, bad. Nabi Sallam deflected the whole thing. You don't give in to thoughts. That's exactly what shaitan wants to do. He puts a thought into you and puts it into worry and puts it into more grief or depression. Nabi Kareem taught us how to deal with the waswas of the shaitan, deflect it. Don't give it any attention. You are in a certain place. You didn't invite somebody to come there and he came. And he's conducting himself in such a way that he wants your attention. Because you didn't invite him, you're not going to pay him any attention. He'll feel embarrassed, he'll leave. That's exactly how we deal with shaitan. Don't pay any attention to a shaitan. One sahabi, he told the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنِّي أُحَدِّثُ فِي نَفْسِي لَأَنْ أَكُونَ حُمَمَةً أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَتَكَلَّمَ بِهِ. O Prophet of Allah, I speak to myself. In other words, such thoughts come to my mind. I speak to myself. Every one of us experienced that. Such thoughts come, we talk within our own selves. Sahabi mentioned, O Prophet of Allah, that those thoughts are so terrible, so evil, so embarrassing, that I prefer becoming cold than even talking about that those thoughts. So Nabi Akram deflected it. What the Sahabi thought, something huge, terrible, evil, takes your sleep away. You don't want to talk about it. Nabi Akram deflected it. Alhamdulillah, alladhi radda amrahu ila al-waswasa. All praise to Allah that this, whatever the thought was in his mind, it's just been reduced to a waswasa. And just to give an example, a practical example, one person will tell you about a motor car accident. So you know, I was driving on the car highway and my car fell from the cliff. It went right down, 50 meters down, somersaulted a couple of good times. The car was beyond repair, completely came into a matchbox.
And I came out from the car without a scratch. Your focus is not going to be on the car being dented. You're going to make sure you came out without a scratch. Exactly the same way. Shaitan is attacking you. But Nabi Kareem said, don't worry about it. It's not like, it's just like the car got completely dented, but you came out without a scratch. You know, sometimes you look at a major issue and something, you have been saved from something, from a great calamity. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, Alhamdulillah illadhi radda amrahu illa al-waswasa. So, this is the effort of the shaitan and how the shaitan goes about dealing with the people and misleading the people. This is the first part of the topic of waswasa. Inshallah, there's more to talk about. It's a very lengthy topic. And inshallah, after Zuhar, I'll continue with the second part of it. How to deal with the waswasa and how to overcome the waswasa, the various thoughts that come to the mind of the person. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.